Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
On today's live cattle and feeder cattle markets, we're going in opposite directions here. The June live's up $1.40 at $116.75. August up $1.30 at $119.72. October live cattle up $1.12 at $124.52. So we kind of got the ball turned the other direction after a sell-off last week. The market bouncing back here. At least the last 2 days or so, we've had higher closes. We're back above the 20-day moving average, so maybe that'll get some support here in the live cattle. Also, it looks like the cash trade somewhere in like the 120 range, which is above the June live cattle. We've still got over a month till June expires, but that could help. Just being above those averages brings in a lot more confidence back into the market. Feeder cattle were a little bit weaker on the day. They were down 72 in the May feeder cattle. That looks like they're going to close at 137.20. August at 82 lower, 151.92. August is still above the 20 and 50 day here. We're about $10 off the low from the first part of May. So they've come back almost half of what they sold off from the 1st of April to the 1st of May. And the lean hogs are up pretty strong here, up $2 in June at 110.65. The July up 255 at 111.50. Cash rate again somewhere around 120 today. OKC West expecting about 5,000 head tomorrow.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Spur Ranch wants to invite you to their Back to Grass sale Saturday, May 22nd, 1 p.m. at the ranch just west of Vinita, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 85 registered females, including 55 fall pairs, 15 fall bred heifers, 15 spring bred heifers, as well as 50 fall and spring bred commercial replacement heifers. For a catalog and more details, go to spurranch.com or give them a call 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's Back to Grass sale Saturday, May 22nd, 1 p.m., Vinita, Oklahoma.
The grain futures market was 4 to 8 cents higher in the corn here. We had July corn up 5 3/4 at 6.58 and a quarter. The December corn up 6 at 5.43 and a quarter. That December's been lagging here, and we went down about 80 or 90 cents off the high from the 1st of May. In less than 10 trading days, it sold off that much. So hopefully we'll catch some strength here. The long-term weather forecast still looks pretty favorable for the Midwest at this time. The bean market was unwound a little bit. The July down 13 cents at 15.74. The November up 2.5 at 13.99.5. The wheat futures were strong early today, but we sold back off. July was down 1 3/4 at 6.98. July Kansas City down 4.5 at 6.47 3/4. A lot of rain and a large area of the wheat growing belt, so that's going to be beneficial. May even get to a point here where harvest is delayed because it is too wet. I know down here I've seen a lot of trucks and combines driving south down Highway 183 here in western Oklahoma to start harvest. But at this time, it's pretty wet out in the field. Today's cotton up pretty good here. It's up 150 to 160 points. That put December at 83.30, up 159.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.